Well, it's not going to change anything. I mean, it's all a big fuss over nothing in the sense that the votes are there. Donald Trump's going to be the 45th president. But what this does reflect is an underlying uneasiness about this election and about this selection. After all, Trump won only about 46% of the popular vote. The majority of Americans voted for someone else. If you look at the vote totals, Hillary Clinton's ahead in the popular vote by about 2.5 million votes. If you had shifted 80,000 votes in three states, Donald Trump would not be elected today. So there's still a lot of deep concern, a lot of frustration on the part of Democrats, a lot of disappointment on the part of a lot of women. And that's behind the talk today, but it's not going to change anything.
Yeah, a lot of us would like to think that this after today will put the drama away from this election season, but that's not likely to happen either, is it?
No, it's not, because there is a strong feeling on the part of a lot of Democrats that in the end the election really was not fair, whether it was the intervention of the Russians, clearly according to our intelligence agencies who tried to tilt the election to Donald Trump, whether it was the decision by the FBI director to inject himself at a critical point in the election, whether it's the fact that Clinton did lead by over 2.5 million votes in the popular vote. If you look at all the American elections, since 1824, only twice before has someone been elected president with a lower percentage of the popular vote than Donald Trump did. This is, or a smaller margin. Obviously, when there were three and four candidates, the total was less. But there is just still this great feeling on the part of Democrats of a missed opportunity. There's a lot of frustration out there, a lot of disappointment. But, you know, Democrats are trying to blame a lot of other folks for this result, whether it's the FBI or the Russians. But the fact is, in the end, the single biggest reason they lost was they had the poorer candidate.
So when the electors go and cast their vote today, that's really just a rubber stamping of what happened in the Electoral College vote, right? I mean, those individuals voting doesn't have any effect on the actual outcome of the vote, does it?
Yes, it does. I mean, they are the official mechanism set up by the Constitution is that these persons cast these votes. And, you know, going back to the origins of this rather odd system, there was great concern on the part of the founders and the designers of our system that you had to build in so many checks and balances. You had to guard against what was famously called factions, waves of popular passion that could distort the national interest. So the original, this is now an archaic institution that really has no meaning in fact, structurally, these are the people who choose the president. If somehow they were to change their vote, the outcome would be changed. But, of course, that is not going to happen.
You brought up the influence of Russians in this whole thing, and many would say that first we had the recount, which sort of went away quietly, and now we've got the electoral upheaval here with the vote being taken today. But this whole story about Russian influence, which has yet to be defined, has really taken on a life of its own. And if you ask people on the street, there are wild stories going around about what that means.
Well, that's true, and we don't know exactly what Russia tried to do. We do know that the intelligence communities now are unanimous in saying not only did the Russians intervene in a strong way, but they intervened in favor of Donald Trump, that they did have a clear tilt. Two questions here. One is whether the Congress will appoint a select committee to really look into these charges and find out what happened. Barack Obama says he wants a report on his desk before he leaves office next month about exactly what happened. But the larger issue here is for the Trump presidency. Trump has continued to say these charges were ridiculous, that I don't believe them, even though his own intelligence agencies have presented this report. And, you know, when you're a candidate, you can say, well, the facts are what I say they are. If I say that Muslims jumped with joy after 9/11, that's my story. He can say that, as he did for years and years, Barack Obama was not born in America. That's as a candidate. But as a president, you can't do that. You can't just deny your intelligence agencies, or you can't deny interest rates or a whole series of facts that come into your desk in your life every day. And that's, in some ways, the most important part of this whole story. And that is, what does it say about Donald Trump as president? Is he going to accept reality, or is he continue to define reality in the way he believes it is, in his own words?